Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. My goodness, being up here in Fairbanks, Alaska, I flew in just a short time ago. We have got snows up to the nose. Yes, it is absolutely gorgeous, but winter definitely has not left the far north. But we are going to be talking about a topic, don't bring it to work. Now, this is going to be a subject matter that maybe you had never considered a particular patterning regarding how what we feel, what we do, carries over into our work environment. My guest today is Sylvia LaFaire. Sylvia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thanks so much.
Well, it's a delight having you. You know, I was so surprised when I read through your book. So much of what you talk about on so many levels, I would imagine many, many people would not make the associations that you do, but I want people to know a little bit about you. You are an expert on leadership, workplace behavior, and relationships. You work almost on a daily basis with all kinds of different working environments. You started your career as a family therapist and finally ended up evolving into regarding how stuff at home affects the working environment that people are in. Now, you're the president currently of Creative Energy Options, and this is a consulting firm with retreat centers in Pennsylvania, New Mexico. You have clients from all over, Microsoft, Aveda Salons, and et cetera. You have workshops. You do educational seminars. You are associated with so many different organizations. When you decided you wanted to get into family therapy, did you ever imagine that it would take you down the road that it's taken you?
Well, the answer to that is absolutely not. And it's an interesting story because I grew up in a family business. My father and his two brothers had a family business doing artificial flowers and buttons and bows for custom designers, and they fought a lot. You know, they were three brothers all looking for a position. So my older brother looked at that, said, "No thanks, I'll become a physician." I wasn't even asked. So I said, "Well, it's probably a teacher, maybe a therapist." And I went into the field of family therapy because I felt it had more action to it in terms of seeing more people in the people struggling with doing things differently. But in a million years, I would never have thought I'd be doing only work in business, which is all I do now. And I'll tell you, would you like to hear the quick story of how it happened?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So we had a big personal growth center, and I am in a family business. I work with my husband. So history tends to repeat itself, and there was somebody who was in some of our programs who said, "Would you work with senior management?" And I said, "Why?" His senior management team. He said, "They're fighting." And I said, "So what?" He said, "But Sylvia, you work with people who have to get along, families. They have to get along." So the idea was, okay, shared interest through genetics, family. And then there's shared interest through economics, the workplace. So we went in, began to do some work there, and saw that the bridge was not as difficult a one to cross as I would have thought originally. So that's how it happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like right at the very beginning of your book, an Australian Aborigine saying, "We carry our ancestors in our hearts and sometimes on our back."
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that creates, in many instances, more problems, especially if people are in family-owned businesses. there are resentments many times after the originator of a company dies. Those that have come in of the family structure often end up going to war, just what you suggested. And many times by the third generation, the company is just totally destroyed. It's shot. It's either been sold or it's run into the ground. People lose their jobs. I mean, this is such a common scenario. But you say that there are ways of working with this. We have life patterns we need to deal with. There's various politics. You say your book is all about the business with a human connection.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I would say it always has to involve a human connection.
Well, it must, and often, you know, we've had the model of going to work, and it's an illusion to think that we can take who we are outside of work and leave it there and go to work and be somebody else. You know, a lot of times we'll stuff it down, but it's there, and it's
mm-hmm.
better if we're in an environment where that can be enhanced. So, of course, with a human connection. And with family businesses, I'd like to just add that when I do work with families in family businesses, I tell them they signed on for the accelerated class in this life because, you know, you get Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner, you're there with the people you work with. You can't seem to get away. So it's a double-edged sword. But it's exciting because you can really begin to make changes that I believe will last for generations in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think that that is something, many times it does take an outsider that is going to be able to be unbiased, which is the positioning you would have the opportunity of being in.
Mm-hmm.
And you mention in your book understanding patterns with
mm-hmm.
people. And you bring up an example of a director of a business unit in a healthcare company. She was micromanaging and driving everybody up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world were you able to turn this person around? And I can think of a number of people that I've talked with that have these kinds of bosses. What can you do?
Well, what I have found is that when you can get a team of people, this is what I've learned from working with families. Rather than that one-on-one thing of in my days as a therapist, I would occasionally sit with a single person, but often it was with the couple, with the family, with the kids, even the grandparents. And the, quote, actors in the play, the people who are really committed to being there, are the ones who have to learn how to do the talking. So I have found the changes come when people are given the tools to tell a different kind of truth and to be responsible for themselves and also be clear with other people about what they want, need, and expect. And often in the workplace, that's been, again, the illusion is that you just put your head down, do your work, and if you don't like it, complain when you leave. And I'm not talking about complaining. I'm talking about helping each other do better. So with a
mm-hmm.
micromanager, it's okay, and managing up is an art and a skill that is really required, is to somehow help the boss know what is going on and what is impacting you. And part of it comes from being able to own your pattern first. So I'll give you a quick example, would be somebody who would say to a micromanaging boss, you know, my pattern is as a pleaser, and so I say yes to everything and everything you want, and it's exhausting me, and I'm learning that there are boundaries and places where I really have to say no, and it may be uncomfortable, but can we talk about it? It almost always opens the door.
That's fascinating. I've encountered so many people that in having a superior who is of this micromanaging style, when they've tried to do something like this because it's just creating interference for them, that person often had a very tough time and they did not want to give up ownership of what they were doing. I hear complaints like this all of the time. And it's an interesting situation. It's almost like they have become so hardwired into that patterning. It's next to impossible for them to even listen to anybody close to them. So that's when someone like you,
mm-hmm.
coming in from the outside, if they're open to it,
mm-hmm.
can really assist the company. Because if you have this, and look at the times we're in today, there's so many people that are really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a good workforce, if you don't understand that it takes a team, you're really going to be left high and dry because everything will collapse around you.
Well, you know, what I see my role in this is as a catalyst, and all the other consultants that we've trained in this model. And a catalyst is something that you add to the mix too much and it'll blow up, too little, nothing will happen. So knowing the right amount of involvement is really important. What I have found over the years, because this process that culminated with the book evolved from a lot of experimenting. There, we were in uncharted territory. Nobody had gone in to work with the model that we bring our family patterns into the workplace. So as we began, and people would, believe me, there was tremendous resistance, but as we began to ask the right questions, the ones people felt comfortable answering about, you know, what do you think is going on here? How does this, where have been there other places that you have had this same thing? Even the micromanagers begin to see that they usually, I can't make a total stereotype out of this, but often they would come from families where they felt things were out of control and their whole lives became
mm-hmm.
One of maintaining control at all costs. So as people begin to look at this and how this impacts their work life, it starts to dissipate a little bit, and you can work with it easier.
Now, you have classifications you have given to different personality types.
Mm-hmm.
You have from superachiever to creative collaborator, from rebel to a community builder, procrastinator to a realizer, clown to humorous, persecutor to visionary, victim to explorer, rescuer to mentor, drama queen or king to storyteller, martyr to interrogator, pleaser to truth teller, which you had mentioned a moment ago, a pleaser, mm-hmm. avoider to initiator, denier to trust builder, and splitter to peacemaker. You really decided you had to have some categories of description to share with people. These came about how? How did you manage to make this determination?
Well, initially, I have resistance because I don't like to box people in because we are bigger than a label. So we all are
mm-hmm.
an amalgam of probably the primary tendencies. We'd each have about 3 out of that 13. What happened was I began to observe. I just observed. And I'll give you one quick example is somebody, she was a very noted cardiologist and was working in a research company. And everybody she worked with was labeled an idiot. And people were really resenting working with her. When I began to talk with her and with her team, the theme was that she was, their words, such a superachiever, that she would step on or over anybody to get to her goal. So I began to research superachievers. And it's not about achieving excellence. There is nothing wrong with that. That's a good place to go. But the ones who at all costs would have to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to ask questions that initially were absolutely, it made people nervous in the workplace. I would ask questions about, you know, where in your family, who else was a superachiever? Where did it come from? Why was it so important to you to get all A's in school? Why did you have to be valedictorian of the class? And as I began to piece this together, I would see that there were patterns that, you know, there's only so much as human beings that we can be like, but there were patterns that would become very similar. And people need something to start. You need a starting place. You need something to hang your hat on. So I thought, okay, while I don't want to box anybody in, people need to say, oh, that's just like, usually we see it out there first, That's just like my boss. That's just like my coworker. That's just like my ex-husband. That's just like my mother-in-law, whatever it is. Then slowly you begin to reel it in and say, wait a minute, you're playing a role in this too. And from that, I really had to tease it down. 13 is a big number. I kept wanting to make it less because our minds like to wrap around fours and sixes, but I couldn't. So these are the 13 most common patterns, and in every workplace, especially when people are in meetings and people sit there, you can see these patterns just play themselves out. So that's how it was to give somebody something to put their hat on and say, okay, I see this in me. Now, the next piece, Donna, to me is the most important. If all this book was about and all the work we did was about labeling, it's a nice exercise, but so what? For me, the big question is, okay, if that's the pattern and it's getting in the way, it's derailing your success, it's not helping you get where you want to go, what are the roots, which is what the book talks about, to change them to what I call the healthy opposite? And that's where, as you said, the list, you know, it's a big list, but the super achiever learns to become a creative collaborator, to say, I will get my success, but not at the expense of others, but including others. And the rebel, who is always the one who says, we're going to go to HR, or I know a lawyer who would take this case, or, you know, we're not coming to work tomorrow, or whatever, they would be the people who would say, you know what, we need to find a way to create a community here so that we can work together in a more respectful, decent way. So, but it takes from understanding the pattern to doing some hard work, there's some elbow grease, in transformation and transforming the pattern to something that creates success and health and happiness and less stress.
You have one called the Truth Tellers, and you say they have a firm grasp of what they want to say and have given deep thought as to the possible outcomes of their discourse. As a result, they do not beat around the bush, and people, when they're around them, generally listen. And you made a statement that Bill Moyers, in a speech, that truth tellers without a license remind us that the most important credential of all is a conscience that cannot be purchased or silenced. Boy, that resonates very strongly, especially with the way things are going on in the world today.
Absolutely.
This is a, we're evolving into a changing climate when it comes to communication. And I, when I was on my flight today, there was a conversation that I was having with someone that, you know, technology, young people are not talking as much with each other. They're texting or they're doing various things. A lot of people have become isolated. And when you're talking about family environments, a great deal of that has evolved, where family members may not be in contact with each other. Now, that may or may not be something new in the lives of many people, but I think that you're right. When you have certain associations in your life, and your ancestors are your ancestors, that you may not be aware of certain patternings that you have developed because of that very environment that permeated a significant part of your life.
Well, let me give you an example from my own life, and this is part of what started this journey into the work world also. My tendency would be, I have to admit, I do drama queen quite well, which then makes me a good storyteller. You know, it's hard to admit, but it's absolutely the truth. But the other one is a pleaser, and the saying yes to everything. And when my children were little, my then husband and I would sometimes argue because he'd say, if they wanted you to get a certain color paint at 4 o'clock in the morning, you'd run out and find the only store that was open to do it. And I go, not true, not true. But there was this absolute tendency to overgive. The same thing I saw in my practice when I was a therapist, if somebody called and said, I can only get in at 10 o'clock at night, I'd say, well, we'll find a way. You know, so there was a issue around boundaries that was interesting. And as we started to develop our leadership program years ago and really look deeply at this, I had to look deeply at myself. Going back, so stay with me with this, and I'll do it as simply as I can. My great-grandmother on my mother's side was born a twin.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean my grandmother was born a twin. My great-grandmother died in childbirth, okay? So there's my grandmother and her twin sister. My grandfather did not have the wherewithal to care for them, so they were sent one to one family of relatives, one to another. So the twins were separated, and my grandmother, as the story goes, grew up in a family where she knew that she was there because fate had put her there, but not totally in a loving environment. And so she married young. She was about 19, and she was determined to have what she missed, which was a family, a big family. So there were 9 kids in the family. My mother was right in smack in the middle of them, and there were 5 girls and 4 boys. And as we grew up, and my grandmother, the stories about her were big. You know, she braided braids and baked bread and swept floors and took care of all the neighbors' problems. And she was really a superwoman, but it came out of her own need. So there was my mother who, that was the model. She did the same thing. I only have one brother, but she was equally always there for us no matter what, and no did not come out of her mouth. So there I was, grew up, had my kids. Times had changed. Women were working. You know, it's a different environment. Husbands, fathers are more involved than they used to be. And I could feel myself, the word no would literally choke in my throat. And it wasn't until I began to look back and realized, my mother and I had a very initially uncomfortable but helpful conversation one day when I said to her, do you realize that you and I have been making up for the fact that my great-grandmother, your grandmother, died in childbirth? And my mother looked at me like, you know, I had lost it. But we talked about it a little bit, and we were at a family gathering. And I called my female cousins over, who were also bona fide pleasers, and shared this with them. And little by little, over time, we began to see that we were really finishing something that was from the very, very unblended past, the murky past, that didn't impact, it didn't affect where we were now. So that was a big change for me. And learning to say no and not feeling guilty about it and staying with it has been very important. And I watch that same thing in the workplace. So that's just my story about how, you know, the ancestors are in our hearts and sometimes on our backs.
Now, your book, Don't Bring It to Work. If there is a listener out there that's saying, oh, boy, I can relate. I've got this controlling boss. I have the whiner that's over here in the desk next to me. If they're going to pick up your book and they're going to read it and they're going to want to perhaps learn a bit about themselves as well as what's going on around them, how in the world can someone approach someone in their working environment to say, gee, it'd be nice if we could get together as a team. Here, I bought you this book. Read it. Or do you say, I've come across some information, what do you think? Do you think our company could use this? What would you recommend to someone? Because working and healing a rift, the rifts, not just one, but plural, rifts, in a company environment can give them a chance to have good health, can give them a chance to prosper even though times might be difficult, can give the employees an opportunity to have stability. How would you handle that? What would you say to my listeners?
Well, the ideal would be to say it would be great if we could get some help in here, i.e. the catalyst approach, because it's harder to do it from the inside. often when we work with teams, the director, vice president, CEO, whoever it is who's leading the team, is in the room working with the team, but they're not in charge because you can't be the one mm-hmm. who's facilitating and being doing the work at the same time. And so that would be probably the ideal way to begin this process. And then everybody, there's more of a level playing field. The book, which took, you know, I finished actually writing it in 3.5 months, and one of my daughters, who are now grown, said, "Mom, give me a break. That's 25 years." So it's there mm-hmm. now. It's there. The book is really there as a real help. It's an aid. It's a workbook that can be used and move things more quickly because people can go home and then read it and then come back and talk about it with their colleagues, their, you know, direct reports, their bosses. The ideal, what I've seen that for me is probably the most exciting is working with an intact team to make changes happen. It's not easy because mm-hmm. it's not what we do, and it's not about sharing everything. You know, work is A, not a rehab facility, B, telling the truth is not spilling your guts. So it's a disciplined kind of thing, but if the questions are asked and people can begin to talk with each other more openly in a shared environment of respect, I've seen miracles happen, absolute miracles of changes where people were tense with each other and they become maybe not best friends, but friendly. If that is not available, next best is to read the book. There are lots of quizzes in there. As I said, I don't like to label people, but it gives a container for people to say, yeah, that really is me. And that really is what happens when that other person and I start to talk and the tensions come up. And now I have a thing in there called sound bites, which is a place where you can begin to practice saying things differently, and you also listen to people differently in how they say things. So the ideal is getting everybody together, and the other is to do this and then take what you've learned into the workplace as best you can.
Mm-hmm. And more than that, it's, I think, a shift where we realize we have to work together as a team. And people from different cultural backgrounds, we have a very integrated environment, groupings of environments anymore, and old barriers that used to be there, they cannot hold. It does not work. But when you can understand yourself, maybe you can also help someone else get past some of their hurdles. So don't bring it to work. Yeah, breaking family patterns that limit success, I think, has a lot of wisdom in it. And I know we're just about out of time, hon. What is your website that people can go to?
The website is www.ceoptions. That's Creative Energy Options, so it's ceoptions.com. And that would be the place to get all the information.
All right, I want to be sure that I've got that right. CE, Charles Edward Options.com.
Exactly.
And they can go and find out more about this. Well, Sylvia LaFaire, I want to thank you for being my guest today. It's been a pleasure having you, and I wish you the best in your endeavors to let people know that just because something was a patterning due to whatever was in the family doesn't need to be carried into the workplace. Don't bring it to work. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, lots of good things to share. Again, I'm broadcasting live from Fairbanks, Alaska. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and I'm broadcasting to you live from the far north, Fairbanks, Alaska, where everything is covered in white, and I mean big time. Snowflakes, well, they're not falling right now, but at the beginning of the show, I was looking out of the window here, and it was coming down pretty good. My goodness, this has been quite an interesting day. It was snowing in Seattle when I flew out, and then it was snowing in Anchorage when we made our stop there before creating the final hop that brought me to Fairbanks. So it's been a real winter trip on all levels. Hey, if you want to call in and chat with me no matter where I am, through the miracle of technology, we're going to be able to chat. So if you'd like to call in and talk with me directly and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, here are the telephone numbers to call in to. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And worldwide, 888
815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, I've got 3 months of astrological forecasts for the spring. We're going to be talking about Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. But before I go to that, I thought I would share something else with you. And that is, France is always coming up with new information, just when we think we know it all. I don't know whoever thinks they know it all, because I know I certainly don't. We come up with something that we've never even heard of. Have you ever heard of bacteriophages? I hadn't. I didn't know they existed. Well, this is what's considered a next-generation antibiotic bacteria-killing virus. Yep, you're hearing it correctly. They could end up, however, creating the next superbug. Scientists are quite concerned, and I've got a photograph of a bacteriophage, and it looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. It's got this huge bulb with this corkscrew kind of a body and these legs on it, and it's attacking, it's just attacking cells. So this was something, research was brought out this past January, showing that this particular bacteria-killing virus can rapidly accelerate the evolution of human pathogens by transferring genes from one bacterial species to another. And the recipient could literally bypass, and this is a quote, a billion years of evolution in a single event. You think Mother Nature can't do some things that are wild and woolly? I've got news for you. She sure can. Now, John Chen of New York University, who's a microbiologist, is involved with this. And apparently these viruses have been known to transmit genes between bacteria of the same species. But they even show that these bacteriophages could even shuttle deactivated genes for the toxic shock syndrome toxin from Staphylococcus aureus, one of the most prevalent and increasingly lethal causes of hospital infections, to another common foodborne pathogen, and it killed 20 people last summer. So it can carry, it's a transporter for all kinds of things. One of them is called a plasmid, which often carries antibiotic resistance. So this is something that could end up being a monster. And there's all kinds of people that are becoming aware of this. And they're saying, we better beware because we do not know what's going on. So sometimes when they find things out, they discover we have new wars to go to battle over when it comes to disease, when it comes to things that we thought we had under control. And yet, nature herself has this amazing ability to be able to create whole new worlds of whatever we couldn't possibly, and I say that sincerely, what we couldn't possibly imagine would be able to happen. But they're able to do it. It's really amazing. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone number to call into is 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. All I need from you, if you're a first-time listener, is your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me tell you what I perceive. I'm an information resource, and then you're welcome when I'm finished to ask me a question about anything that you like. Now, we've got some real good stuff coming up in the Pacific Northwest. Of course, for those of you who are in Alaska, I'm up here in Fairbanks until Wednesday the 11th, and then I'm going to be on a plane down to Anchorage, and I'll be in Anchorage through Sunday the 15th, and then I'll be heading back home to my own turf of Seattle. But if you need to reach me, the number to call me on is 800-872-8852. And at the end of this month, the very last weekend of the month, the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th, I'm going to be participating in one of the most dynamic events of the year, and that is the Seattle's Northwest Women's Show. And it's being held at the Quest Center in downtown Seattle, the Convention Center. Over 500 vendors. We have just got so much going on, and I am just so excited about the whole event. It's from 10 to 6 every day, and you are going to have the time of your life, ladies. So if you have a chance to come on out, come on by my booth 406 and say hello. But also know on Friday, the Donna Sebo Show is going to be on stage on Friday, and we're going to be bringing to you five very special women, all experts in their field. We're going to be talking about personal relationships. We'll be talking about business. We'll be talking about money. We'll be talking about education. Dynamic women, and you're going to have a chance to meet them firsthand. I'm going to be interviewing them there, and we'll be taking questions from the audience. The stage is going to be called Girl Talk, so you'll be able to come in. Don't forget the Pacific Northwest Women's Show, and that's the 27th, the 28th, the 29th. Go to the northwestwomensshow.com and get all of the information you could possibly want to know. It'll all be there for you. And don't forget, my booth is 406. Come on by and say hello. Excepting on Friday, see me at the stage. Be a part of the audience. I'd love to have you there. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227-888-815-9756. Okay. We are going to give you your spring horoscope. This is always so much fun. I love to do this. Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius. These are the three signs that we're going to be talking about today, this month of March. By golly, for those of you under the sign of Libra, good luck is right in your front pocket. And you are going to have so much wonderful interaction with people. Who knows? You might even be able to win a lottery. You just never know. Also, you're paying attention to finances, and you're saying you want to work smarter. And this is going to be good for you. So go ahead, study those financial things that you want to learn about. It's really going to pay off for you. April, for those of you under the sign of Libra, again, money's getting better for you. Also, realize that the more energy you put into yourself, the more investment you put in your own education and ability to understand what comfort areas you would like to be associated with when it comes to dealing with money, investment, etc., the better you're going to do. Now, May, by golly, partnerships, people that you know, could be family, could be friends, could be someone brand new in your life. Partnerships are going to be very important for those of you under the sign of Libra. You may get a lot of things cause discomfort out of the way, but you know what? You're going to be really happy in your association with people. Now, we've got a caller on the line, and after the caller, I'll get to Scorpio and Sagittarius. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I am magnificent.
I love what you were saying. I'm a Cancer, so I was enjoying it with most of my houses in Libra. So I like that last part about Libra, too.
Aha. You resonated with that. What's your first name or initial, dear, and where are you calling from?
Yes, my first initial is K. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yes, it is. Very much. I love it. I just moved here.
Oh, well, congratulations. You are in the right place for you, I think.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get down to business, hon. You need to be associated with some good women's organizations. I'm looking at least two. I want you to check out the environment that you're in Charlotte. I'd like for you to find out the top women's groups. Also check out maybe the local chamber. Now, I realize that you're sort of on a budget, but you need to be about around and about women who really have a strong sense of ethics, purpose, and have a dedication to certain principles and lights that you hold dear. And I think if you will just do your homework, you're then going to see how you'll be able to have a business of your own and give yourself at least 3 years to work out your boundaries as to how you want to do the business and the format that is going to work best for you and for your family. You do that, and you're going to be way ahead of the curve. Now, Kay, I have to go on break for just a moment, dear. Will you stay on the line?
Oh, yes, I will.
All right. We'll come back, and we'll finish chatting with you. And this is Donna Sebo here in Fairbanks, Alaska. She's basking in sunshine. I'm up here, and we're going tripping the tone to the 10 degrees above zero. Brr, it's cold out there. And you'll be able to call in afterwards if you like. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break for just a minute. We'll be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Pete Smith here with Orthotip Health Shoes. These funky looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Oh, before I go back to Kay, I do want to mention to those of you in the Pacific Northwest that are listening, there's a class that I'm going to be doing on the 25th of April. That's a Saturday. It's going to be an all-day class starting at 10 in the morning, ending at 4. It's called Mind Vision, and it's going to be all about personally empowering you. So if you're in the Pacific Northwest, the Tacoma area, then just know that that class is going to be coming up, and I'll have more information about it for you. Hello, Kay. Are you still with me?
I am.
All right, there. Now, I know you're of an entrepreneurial disposition, and you really want to be able to have a level of financial independence. Again, and I know I'm repeating myself here, but I want you to realize that who you associate with is going to make a difference. And I'm not necessarily talking about politically. I want you to look for those women that represent the highest and best in standards, ethics, and due diligence.
Okay.
And it will really benefit you like you would never believe.
I'm so glad to hear that. Because, I actually did start working contractual basis for companies, so that looks like that's going down the right route. I'm glad you told me.
Oh, yes. This is where you belong, but you need to link up with some people who can be mentors for you. Because there's going to be a very serious temptation, and I'm not saying this lightly. There is going to be a very serious temptation with a grouping of people that will offer you something that is just absolutely a dream. But if you don't get everything down in black and white, you are going to end up going through what I describe as a financial rape, and I don't want you to have to go through that.
Okay, definitely not.
So you want to have some good people that are not going to be yes people, that are just not going to pat you on the head and say, oh, you sweet thing, yes, you just go right ahead and this is a good thing. No, you've got to evaluate it for more than just a money position. Because what you do, the groundwork and the foundation work that you do, is going to create the reputation that will precede you.
Okay. I'm glad you told me that. Thanks.
What would you like to ask me today?
Yes. Oh, wow. You know, you just now named it. I was wondering if I was doing the right work because I've noticed that I spend a lot of time working and I didn't know for sure. I didn't really want to do anything else. I love helping people and I was kind of wondering, should I get into something different since I do have a 2-year-old? But I think you're kind of telling me just keep that plan going for the next couple of years and start some organizational help.
Right. But link, again, I'm repeating myself because I wanted to register with you. Look for those women that represent the finest and the best of the qualities that you would want other people to associate with you.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't compromise on this.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's where I feel like I'm going. Thanks.
You're very welcome. How'd you learn about the show, Kay?
From one of my friends who's in Georgia. She told me and some others about it.
Oh, fabulous.
I love the author who was on today as well.
Well, you'll like that in the book, maybe. Do you want to add that to your library? Start building a library.
What was the name of it? I couldn't hear it. It cut out for about 2 minutes on the show.
Okay. Well, I knew we were having a little bit of technical problems with the phone lines. It's called Don't Bring It to Work. Don't Bring It to Work. The author is Sylvia LaFaire, and Sylvia LaFaire, LaFaiR. And her website is ceoptions.com.
Oh, ceoptions.com. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, hon. And pass the word about the show.
Oh, I am. Thank you.
You're welcome, Kay. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, you can call in, too, if you like. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. All right, for those of you that are Scorpios, and if we have time, we'll get in Sagittarius, too. But for Scorpios, month of March, wow, Do you know what? If you've been feeling like you've had the winter slump, you're coming out of it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You are going to develop a sense of confidence. Wow. It's like, I am ready. Spring's coming in and you're ready for it on more ways than one. Go out there. Check out your wardrobe. Look at how do you want other people to see you? You're going to find that your outlook, your image of yourself, your self-confidence is just going to open up doors for you in wonderful ways. Now, I know we are just beginning into March, but this is all in preparation because when April rolls around, you're going to find that your conversations with people that maybe you had last year, there's allies that you have been developing, communications with people. This is going to assist you during the month of April. And if you've been looking for romance, it looks like there could be a tickle or two in that direction. And last but not least, the month of May. You're going to want to not just change what's going on about how you present yourself, but you're also going to want to change your environment. So don't be surprised if you're out there doing the garage sales and trying to do something creative on a budget and make it look good. I'll tell you what, you're going to be able to do that. You are going to find your health, you're going to be paying attention to it, work, and you're going to just feel like things are really flowing for you. And that's because you're coming into your own. You're finding your own way and your own place, and your space will reflect it personally, emotionally, mentally, and physically. All right, Sagittarius, we've got time for you. The month of March, family's going to be really important to you. And, you know, sometimes family are those people that are so close to us. They're not of the blood, you might say, but they are our family, our extended family. This is very important. There's going to be a lot of people around you that you're going to need to have conversations with. And also, you're going to find that you're paying attention to your intuition more than you have in a long while. And you're going to want to really look for what you can do to get the best deal. If you're needing a new mattress, you just don't want cheapo, you're going to want to shop and really get what you want that is going to be the quality at the budget level that you can afford. So you're really learning about money in a whole new way, and you're not going to let people talk you into deals that have promises that cannot be kept. April, well, you're going to really find, again, family, friends, cultivation of new friendships, very important. And you're going to want to start making some traveling plans. And by golly, you know, if you decide you want to go back to school, those of you who are Sagittarians, this is a good time to get the show on the road. You're going to find that you really want to invest in yourself. And in May, you're going to find that maybe something, a dream, a desire, aspiration that you had, you never ever thought that you'd be able to reach, you're going to be able to do it. It's going to be yours. You're going to be able to see how a dream within yourself can be realized, maybe in a way you had never imagined. Well, this is Donna Siebel. My goodness, we're out of time. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to chatting with you tomorrow. This broadcast will be coming live again from Fairbanks, Alaska. Remember, no matter where we are, the show still goes on. Isn't it great? I love it. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You are the person that can choose adventures. Whatever it is that life brings you, understand it's your opportunity to show your own greatness. Accept opportunity when it comes, welcome it, and know even better things are going to be coming your way, bringing you options you never would have dreamed. This is Donna Siebel. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about plastic surgery, Chasing Pig's Ears, the memoirs of a plastic surgeon. Hey! You're going to just have to listen in and find out what this guy has to say. Boy, does he have some stories. This is Donna Siebel. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.